Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the City Place Church Podcast. Please join me in a moment of prayer before we get started. Heavenly Father, thank you for the person listening to this prayer. I ask that you would help open their mind and their heart, and that you would speak directly to them through today's message. In the name of your Son, my brother, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
What's up, City Place Church? I say this every time I'm getting ready to preach God's word, but there is literally nothing like the presence of the Lord. And I'm so excited that I get the chance to share with you today. I got to be honest with you. I'm excited because next Sunday we get to see you in person and online. I know what you're thinking. How can you see me in person and online? We are literally going to be having church in the park, and we're going to get a chance to literally minister and hang out and worship God together at our Vista Lakes campus. We've got a pavilion. We're going to be out in the open. And so I want to encourage you. Here's the thing. We are in a position where we're in limited capacity. And so we're putting up our website right now. You can go and RSVP for your family, your spot right now, because it's going to be a time that is refreshing. And all of us are going to enjoy being in the presence of God together. I don't know about you, but I've missed seeing your face. And so we're going to be online next Sunday, but also church in the park live next Sunday, September 27th, 10 a.m. I've got an awesome word that I wanted to share with you today. I got to be honest. I don't know. Did y'all enjoy Pastor Adam last week? Was he not awesome? He was talking about having the right people in your life as you are on the battlefield. And as he finished up service last week, I kind of already had some things marinating on the inside of me for this Sunday. And I thought, what a good kind of tee the ball up for me to come and hit it out of the park this upcoming Sunday. But I just want to read a scripture, and then we're going to dive into God's word today. But I got to tell you how I got this message. So I was having this conversation with a group of pastors, and we were having what we like to call healthy conversations. Those are those kinds of conversations that if you're not careful, they can get a little bit out of hand. But because you're friends, they build something in you. And so we were talking just about race relationships and what it looks like to be in a healthy relationship, Christ-centered relationship from different backgrounds and different races. And so we had people who were white, black, Hispanic, all and other cultures in our conversation. And so I shared, and a couple of my friends shared. And then when we were done, one of my friends looks and he goes, I really appreciate you all sharing your heart, but I got to be honest with you. And we're like, what? Be honest. He goes, I just want y'all to know I kind of felt a certain way. I kind of felt a certain way. And so I was like, why don't you explain what you mean by kind of felt a certain way? And he just kind of talked about the uncomfortable feelings and emotions that he was having while we were having this conversation. And I started thinking about how you must be feeling, not in conversations, but how you're feeling right now in life. Are you feeling a certain way? How is the emotional side of your life? And before I can go into our next series, and before I can move on to seeing you at church in the park or online next week, I felt like the Holy Spirit said, pause and ask them how they're doing. You know, I can assume that you're doing okay because things are opening up. But there's also people who are dealing with major life changes, not only in their health, but in the tensions of life. We're seeing storms go through states and people's lives are being altered. And there's storms that you and I sometimes walk through in life. There are also joy moments of life. And I just wanted to ask you, how are you today? Because I'm thinking back to my friend. He said, I kind of felt some kind of way. And I thought about this as a message title. Y'all ready? All up in my feelings. Come on, can you say that with me? In my feelings. Like, I know that's a song. I know that's a song. In my feelings. But I just thought, today I want to talk to you about your feelings. I want to see if Jesus can get up all in your feelings. I want to see if there can't be a ministry moment in today's service that you've been asking God for. See, I feel like God has been waiting for you to be in a position to where you just say, God, I need you now. And I know sometimes you're saying, but I'm saying that all the time. No, there are moments where we get to the place to where we say, God, I need you to show up right now. And my prayer this morning, my prayer if you're watching this later, or maybe you're riding in your car and you're listening to the City Place podcast, my prayer this morning is that we're going to try to get through and the Holy Spirit will get all up in your feelings. Are you ready? Now, here's what I need you to do. We lean in level 10 here at City Place Church. And I want you to lean in this morning. We remove the distractions. We engage in the conversation and we take notes. And you can find our notes at cityplacechurch.com/notes. But I want you to lean in to all that God has to say to you today. Come on, lean in. If you're new, if you're hanging out with us for the very first time today, or maybe you want to just tell us a little bit more about you. Maybe you have a prayer request. Fill out our connection card, cityplacechurch.com/card. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to Luke chapter 7. Luke chapter 7. We're going to read verses 11 through 16. And remember, the focus of our thought today is in my feelings. I'm all up in my feelings. Y'all like the way I did it, like a rap artist or something. I'm all up in my feelings. Here's what it says. It says, soon after, Jesus went with his disciples to the village of Nain, and a large crowd followed him. A funeral procession was coming out as Jesus was approaching the village gate. The young man who had died was a widow's only son, and a large crowd from the village was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion. Everybody say compassion. Everybody say compassion. Don't cry, he said. Then he walked over to the coffin and touched it. And the bearer stopped. Young man, Jesus said, I tell you, get up. Then the boy sat up and began to talk. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. Great fear swept the crowd. And they praised God, saying, a mighty prophet has risen amongst us, and God has visited his people today. This morning, I'm talking about in my feelings. Let's pray. Father, we love you today. We thank you that we get a chance to hang out with you. We don't take that for granted. I know that we are in our homes, but God, we welcome you. Jesus, change us today. God, we give you permission to get up all in our feelings. Whether there's feelings of joy or whether there's feeling of struggle or whether it's feeling of pain, get all up in our feelings today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm thinking about this conversation with my friend. And he says, oh, man, you know, I kind of felt a kind of way and I'm all up in my feelings. And as I was reading Luke chapter 7, I realized that there was a moment where people were all up in their feelings. But before I do that, I had asked you a question a little bit earlier. How are you doing? Have you thought about that question? Are you numb right now? Are you angry right now? Are you afraid? Are you irritated? Are you unsettled? How are you doing? You know, there are some people who have studied out the emotions of Jesus, and some people have estimated that in God's word that there's 39 different emotions that Jesus displayed. 39 different emotions. Now, some of you, you know, you live outside of Orlando and you live in other parts of the world, but 39 different emotions are displayed here in Orlando for those of us that drive on I-4. That is our major highway. Whenever you get stuck on I-4, you will experience at least 39 different emotions, and some people have studied out the emotions of Jesus and found that Jesus had 39. Jesus had 39 emotions. I'm going to prove it to you. Watch. I'm not going to go over all 39, but let me give you just a few. In Luke chapter 19, 41 through 42, Jesus looks over Jerusalem and he sees that the people have rejected God. And the Bible says that Jesus begins to cry over the people and over the nation of Jerusalem, because those who had once followed after God turned from God, and Jesus' heart is broken. So the feeling of being heartbroken over the thing that he loves, over the people turning away from God, Jesus is saying, I felt that emotion. It's the same emotion that we feel at City Place Church, where we said, God, you've called us to build dreams, ignite faith, establish leaders, and win the lost for the kingdom of God. The way our heart breaks as a church, for those of you who may not know God yet, or for those of you who may have said, I don't know if I want to be in relationship with him, Jesus felt that emotion. In Luke chapter 19, 45 through 46, Jesus walks into the temple and he sees that the temple that was once meant for a place of worship and prayer has now become a place where people are selling items and animals. And Jesus gets frustrated and he says, this house was never designed to be some sort of show place. This house was designed to be a house of prayer. And so Jesus was frustrated because God's house had been devalued. Jesus was frustrated, y'all. Anybody ever be frustrated because your house ain't in order? That's how I am when I walk into my kids' room. I'm like, this house is supposed to be a clean house, and you made this house. Anybody else got kids? Y'all know, right? Angry, frustrated. Jesus shows his anger because God has given instruction to the people of God, but the religious leaders create 613 rules for the people to have to live under. Jesus sees these religious leaders and he's angry because they've taken what was holy and sacred and made it religious. So Jesus looks at religion in his day and is frustrated because he goes, that is not how God designed it. God designed it for relationship, not rules. And so he gets mad when religion rises up and says, we are only going to be living by A, B, C, D, E, F, G. In Luke chapter 10, we see a proud mentor when Jesus sends out the 72 of his disciples and they go out and they begin to minister in the name of Jesus. And they come back and they say, Jesus, guess what? You are not, well, actually, you'll believe it. We cast out demons in your name. And Jesus said, I'm so proud of you. But listen, let me tell you, there's even more to the power that resides in my name. He was a proud mentor. In John chapter 11, verse 35, we see a heartbroken and sorrowful Jesus because his friend had died. The Bible says in John chapter 11, verse 35, two words, Jesus wept. See, as we've lost family members in our own lives, and friends, Jesus has experienced the same. Jesus was all up in his feelings, y'all. Matthew chapter 26. Jesus is in a garden and he's praying. The Bible actually says in the New Testament that he was actually thinking about you when he's in the garden praying. And it says that while he's praying, it says that his heart he's growing sorrowful. There's a moment of discouragement. There's a moment of him feeling alone. And he says, God, is there not another way for redemption to take place other than my dying on a cross? Jesus was all up in his feelings. And then he kind of twisted. He says, but it's not my will. It's your will be done. There's that spiritual agony. Remember earlier I asked you, how are you doing? I wanted to ask you because I want to see if we can't get the presence of God all up in your feelings. See, Jesus was all up in his feelings in moments of his life. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 says this, that we do not have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings, everybody say feelings, of our infirmities, but in all points was tempted as we are, yet without sin. The author of Hebrews makes it just plain that Jesus was all up in his feelings. Therefore, the one that we worship, therefore, the one that we adore, therefore, the one that we have gathered today to bring glory and honor to his name, the one that we sang about and we worshiped earlier, he's the one that can relate to the feelings that you feel today and the feelings that I feel today. Which then brings me back to Luke chapter 7. Because it says that as Jesus had a crowd and his disciples, it says that Jesus comes along and sees a funeral procession. Now imagine, if you will, can I just set the stage? And I'm just one person, so I can't really act it out to full comparison. But imagine if I'm Jesus, I've got my disciples, and there's a large crowd. Everyone that was walking with Jesus, including Jesus, had feelings. Jesus, if you look at Luke chapter 7, Jesus had just spoken to a centurion and said, just want you to know your servant is made whole. And the Bible says that Jesus experienced like this overwhelming sense of joy because the man said, Jesus, you don't even have to come. All you have to do is speak. And the Bible says Jesus looks at the guy and says, great faith. I've never seen anything like this. Early on in the book of Luke, Jesus had just gone through the Sermon on the Mount and he had been preaching and talking about blessed are they that, and he was just speaking the word. And so there are all of these people who have their feelings. Some are walking because they're like, this is Jesus. Like, oh my goodness, we're spending our day with Jesus. And so there's great joy in the feelings that they're walking with. And the disciples are like, yeah, we're part of the crowd with Jesus. We're not the crowd, but we're close to Jesus. And so there's this joy because they're really in close proximity to Jesus. But what about some other ones that might be walking with Jesus and maybe they're feeling, oh, if Jesus would just pray for me, or maybe someone else, their family member is sick, or someone else just got a job promotion. All in the crowd, all with the disciples and Jesus, they were all up in their feelings. And so they're all walking. And the Bible says that as they're walking, all in their feelings, it says that a funeral procession comes by. And it says that they're a boy who had died, a young man that had died. Some people were carrying his body. It says that there was a woman who was the mother of her only son, but her husband had died as well. So we have a widow woman who is following behind the casket of her only son with men or carrying the coffin, and the Bible says that there is a large crowd following her. So imagine that there's a crowd following Jesus and they all have their feelings, and then there's this processional. And there's a woman and there's a crowd. And in biblical days, a funeral had mourners who would sing and lament, and there would be flute players. And they all have a feeling of loss. Some have lost a friend. Some have lost a family member. But this woman had lost her only son. We don't really know what her emotional feeling really was, because we don't know when her husband had died. We don't know how young or how old her son was. All we know was that she was in her feelings. And there was a crowd of people in their feelings. And the Bible says that Jesus is coming, and all of these people, they have their feelings. I mean, right? But Jesus comes and he sees the processional. And it says that Jesus looks at her and sees her. Watch this. Y'all with me? Y'all hanging with me, okay? Again, welcome to City Place Church Online. Welcome to the City Place family. And we're talking about, if you just hopped on late, we're talking about in my feelings. Watch this. The Bible says in verse 13, let me read it to you again. It says that when the Lord saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion. Can I just stop right there? That here is a woman who is in deep pain and deep grief. Lost her husband, loses her only son. And the Bible says, watch, Jesus sees her. Okay, Damon, what does that mean? Like, yeah? No. It says that Jesus sees her. He's got a crowd. He's got people following him. There's a crowd following her. But the Bible clearly says, now watch, there's no word ever wasted in God's word. It says that he sees her. Here's the difference. It means that Jesus can see a He can see people, right? I mean, you're following me. I see you. But there was something about her feelings that made him say, I see you. Could it have been the secret desperation, the secret level of faith, the secret pain, the holding on? Maybe there's still a moment of encounter with God. Or I don't really know. I'm just jumping into the text. Maybe there was such a grief that Jesus just said, I see her. See, I don't know if you've ever been in a place where you've looked, but you haven't seen. Like looking, he didn't say he just looked at her. It said that he saw her. I don't know about you. Have you ever been in that position where you're walking in a park and you look and you see someone who's homeless and you just keep walking? Or has there ever been that time when you stopped and you've noticed? See, there's a difference when Jesus sees you. See, it says that he saw her, which means that he didn't just look, but he noticed. I just want to pause here today. I just want to tell you, hear me, this is not cliche. I'm telling you that right where you are, Jesus sees you. Now, I've heard this said to me several times as a pastor. I don't really feel like I need God to deal with my small need or my small level of request because there's so many others who have it worse than I do. Let me just throw that aside. Yes, there are people in our lives that walk through things that we may not be walking through, but Jesus sees you. He notices you no matter where you are in time. Whether it's in the highest of highs, he sees you. Please don't hide your feelings. Bring him your joy. Bring him your gladness. Bring him your praise. Bring him your sadness. Bring him your pain. Bring him your confusion. Bring him your fear. Bring it all to him because he sees you. And he notices you. See, when you are in your feelings, write this down. When you are in your feelings, or you can make it personal, when I am in my feelings, so is Jesus. When you are in your feelings, so is Jesus. Jesus is all up in your feelings. He walks. Can you imagine? I see you. Imagine the crowd and the noise and enough. I see you. God has a way of us being in the crowd or God moving towards us and saying, I see you. Over 40 times in the Gospels, we're told that Jesus saw someone. 40 times in the Gospels, we're told that Jesus saw someone. That he didn't just look at them, but he noticed them. Again, hear me. This morning, and please don't discount this as just, oh, okay, let me get on to my next thing. I don't need this. This might be for somebody else. No. God sees you and he notices you today. God sees you and he notices you. I feel like I'm not supposed to go from that because if you've been in church any amount of time, meaning like you've been going to church, you can hear a message over and over again and you just put it away. And then we find ourselves sometimes in isolated places and we're like, God, do you see me? And there's something that I'm telling you, even if you have to take this and put it on the shelf until tomorrow, God sees you. He notices. I'm going to overemphasize it until you believe it. Come on, somebody. Can I get some amens? So we have a single mom. Says God sees you. Now, I asked you earlier, how are you doing? But let me ask you this question, because now since I am preaching to you, have you ever felt like God hasn't seen you? Come on, let's be honest. Talk back to me. God sees me. Have you ever felt like God hasn't seen you? Be honest. Let's keep going. Write this down. He sees me. He notices me. But then the Bible continues on to say that he was moved with compassion, which then lets us know that Jesus, while she was in her feelings, was in his feelings. Remember I told you 39 different emotions, and we see it right there. It says that Jesus was moved with compassion, that he walks over and he says, Mama, don't cry. Mama, don't cry, see you. I don't know if this played out like this, but I can see it just like, and I don't really know. But this is how I imagine Jesus, y'all. Just so bear with me. It doesn't say that, but I just imagine Jesus. Jesus walks over and just like, Mama, maybe grab her by the arm. I don't know. Maybe put his arm around her. Maybe just grab her by the hand and say, Mama, don't cry. I feel what you feel. Because when you feel it, I feel it. So he sees me. Did you write that down? He notices me. Did you write that down? Well, watch. He also cares for me. Write that down. He cares for me. Sometimes you got to tell yourself that. He cares for me. He does. He cares for me. He saw her. He notices her. And the Bible says he had compassion. Here's what the word compassion is. Compassion is a Greek word, which means, let me say it right, splagna. Can y'all say that? Splagna. Compassion in the Greek means gut-wrenching feeling. That word splagna, compassion, means gut-wrenching feeling. So when Jesus had compassion, it was almost like that, oh, I feel her pain. Oh, her loss was my loss. There's no way that I'm going to let her feel this way. And so the Bible says he was moved with a gut-wrenching feeling. Can I tell you that when you're going through and when you're feeling something, Jesus cares for you. He has compassion for you. And there's this gut-wrenching feeling that Jesus feels for you when you feel like you're still reaching for that goal, still praying for that thing you're walking through, whatever it is you're walking through. There's this compassion that Jesus says, I see you. I see you. Doesn't matter whether we're going through financial struggle. Marriage struggle. Some of you are going through teen struggles, health struggles. Maybe you feel anxious, frustrated, or afraid. There are going to be communities that are being built in other states right now, feeling of loss. Jesus is feeling all of that. Some of you are experiencing great joy. Jesus feels that. He sees me. Come on, say that. He notices me. And he cares for me. Did you write that down? The Bible goes on to say that Jesus says, Mama, don't cry. Mama, don't cry. It says, then he walks over to the coffin, touches the coffin, and he says, hey, young man, get on up. And the Bible says that the boy gets up. But here's the thing. Because of the religious rules. Remember I told you earlier Jesus was frustrated because the religious leaders of the day created 613 rules. Because of the rules, no one could touch the coffin or a dead body. It was different than our coffins of the day. It was a mat where the body was laid. And so they were just walking. And so when Jesus walks over to the coffin and he touches the body, he was breaking a religious rule. Jesus was breaking and crossing the line of religion so that someone's life could be impacted. Jesus felt so much in his heart that this situation needed to change that he crossed over religion so that he could have a relationship with that family. See, can I tell you that religion will create lines? Religion will create lines that only Jesus can cross. Only the power and the love of Jesus can cross. And the Bible says that Jesus touches the boy and says, I am going to see this change. Come on, if you're taking notes, write this down. Every time religion draws a line, Jesus crosses the line. Every time religion draws a line, Jesus crosses the line. Why? Because sometimes religion will keep us trapped in our feelings. And Jesus says, no. I still do miracles. I'm still able to save your family when you feel like you've done the wrong thing. I'm still able to meet you with peace. I'm still able to bring joy in your family. I'm still able to cause you to do a turnaround. I'm still able to provide for you. Sometimes religion will say, he won't do that. No, because you did this wrong. No, you're disqualified. But Jesus said, nothing will stand between me and my feelings and me getting into yours. See, Jesus crossed the line. Write this down. The love of Jesus always crosses the line. So here's a question for you as I wrap up this morning. In moments of great joy, in moments of great struggle, how can we remind ourselves that God is with us and loves us? How can we remind ourselves that God is with us and he loves us? See, Jesus saw her. And he said, you're all up in your feelings. I'm going to get up in your feelings. And we're going to change how you feel. Today, as we gather here for service, you're where you are, I'm where I am. I'm here to tell you that the Lord sees you, he notices you, he cares for you. And this morning, wherever you are, Jesus is willing to move past religion, move past any obstacles that may be in the way to let his love, which could be a feeling, enter into the place where you are. I love the fact that Jesus just said, all I need to give them is one touch. All we need this morning is one touch of the presence of God. One touch from the power of Jesus. One touch of Jesus stepping into my feelings. One touch. Today, my prayer is that wherever we are, however we're feeling, we've got City Place Dream Team members whose families have been impacted with a hurricane. We've got family members that have been impacted through sickness and they've experienced loss. We've got families that have experienced great joy because they're about to have a baby. We've got families that have experienced great joy because they bought a home. They've got families that are in different struggles of their life and marriage and all sorts of things. And this morning, I just want to declare to you that Jesus is here to get up all in your feelings. Please don't put him in a box that says, no, everything's good for me. So no, he can go to someone else's house. No. Everything's too bad. I just don't know if he would even invade my space. No, Jesus is here to be all up in your feelings. My prayer this week is, God, how can you reach across our line and prove your love to us this week so that we can change our feelings? You know, we had something really cool happen as a church, and I want to share this with you. We've been using some of our kingdom finances, and we've called it, you know, we haven't said too much about it, but I'm telling you about it right now. We've been calling it Cakes of Love, and we told our team, and we told some people in, you know, volunteers, we said, we want to give out 400 cupcakes to teachers as Cakes of Love. And so one of our volunteers, her dream team members, her name is Brittany, and she said, awesome, I'll do it, I'll bake the cupcakes. And so she took them to OCPS A school, and when she got there, she dropped them off, and she overheard a conversation taking place about a student that didn't have shoes and he was being mocked and being bullied. And she was there for one thing. She was representing City Place and she was taking cupcakes, and she could have said, well, this is what I'm here to do and everything else doesn't apply to me. But she kept her ear sensitive and realized that that young man didn't have shoes. And so she made a few phone calls. She said, hey, listen, I feel like we can make an impact. She made a call, and by the time she was done, she had gotten 6 pair of extremely like new shoes for that young boy. Do you know what she did? There won't be any obstacle. Because as he was in his feelings, I'm in my feelings, and I'm going to put my feelings in your feelings because I feel the compassion and the love of Jesus. And so she said, love is going to cross the line. And now that young man has 6 new pair or 6 like new pairs of shoes. Love crosses a line. So this week, as I'm asking God, God, cross the line of our life and let us experience the love of God. I also want to ask you, how can you cross the line this week? That when others are in their feelings, you can come and cross the line and let them experience the love of Jesus. I don't know if you recognize, but the gospel is the gospel because of Jesus. Gospel, by definition, means good news. And we've been talking and preaching about Jesus this morning. And I really, if it's okay with you, I'd like to cross a line and I'd like to push past religion, maybe even some of the hurts and some of the feelings you're feeling today, and introduce you to Jesus. The most important relationship you and I will ever have is the one we have with Jesus. Remember earlier I said one of the emotions that Jesus felt was when he was praying in a garden. He was praying and he was agonizing over the death that he was going to experience on the cross. And the Bible says that he's there and he's crying out to God, but then by the time he's done, he changes it to be one of a team player, one of a major leader. And he says, I'll die for them. And I'll raise again so that they can have eternal life. The Bible actually says in John 3:16, a very famous passage of scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish, but have everlasting life. I love the fact that Jesus would cross a line so that a person in their feelings can receive his feelings. You know, right now where you are, I believe that Jesus wants to cross the line. The most exciting thing for me as a pastor is when I get to introduce people into a relationship with Jesus. And right now, our worship team's coming, and I don't want you to be distracted, but the relationship with Jesus that's available to you today can change your feelings. The relationship that God has designed where Jesus crossed the line for you. Remember I said that he was praying in a garden. He crossed the line for you because he wanted to see your life changed. This morning, it would be my honor if I can lead you in a relationship with Jesus. No one can any longer tell you that you have been disqualified because of what you may have done or something in your past. When we clearly see that when you're in your feelings, Jesus is also in your feelings. All he wants to do is just touch, because he pushes past religion so that you can be in relationship. And this morning, there are a group of people all throughout watching, hanging out with you, a part of the family that's ready to cheer you on and see you take this step in your relationship with Jesus. The Bible says this. It says that if you will confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross, it says that he comes and lives on the inside of you. The Bible actually says that Jesus had a moment in time when he was in his feelings. And it says that he was agonizing in a garden. And it says that he pushed aside his feelings because he was in your feelings. He knew that you would need a savior. He knew that you would need someone who would step in those moments when you wanted to give up. He knew that you would need someone who could be able to speak life. Hey, boy, get up. He knew that there would be someone that would need him to step into their feelings. The prayer is really simple. Everyone's going to pray it together. Will you pray this prayer with me? Are you ready? Come on, say, Dear Jesus, today I thank you for dying on the cross for me. And I just declare that I receive you freely. I acknowledge that you rose from the grave and you brought me salvation. I declare that you are my champion. I declare that there's nobody like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, can we give Jesus some praise today? Come on, can we lift him up higher and higher? Come on, can you make some noise for Jesus today? Come on, don't just let the band be by themselves. Come on, can you make some noise right where you are for the decision that you've made? Come on, can we make some noise, City Place? Come on, God, we give you glory. We give you honor for the decision that was made today. Those who are walking in new relationship with you, Jesus, you are simply amazing. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. We're so grateful. Now, let me give you just a couple of next steps. Y'all can stay with me. Let me give you just a couple of next steps. You prayed that prayer. Our team is putting some information right now on the screen. Do me a favor. Let us know the decision you made today. Let us know that you said, I accepted Jesus. Fill out our virtual connection card, cityplacechurch.com/card, or simply text the number 407-393-8426 and let us know the decision that you made. We celebrate you. We're so glad to have you as a part of the kingdom family of God. Here's another next step. At City Place Church, we believe that God hasn't called you to do life alone. And right now, we have small group sign up taking place. We've got men's small groups, sisterhood groups, student groups, young adults. There's so many groups that you can be a part of. Go to City Place Church and check out a group. Don't do life alone. We'd love to come around you and just continue to cheer you on in your relationship with God. Well done. On behalf of my wife, Taisha, it is my honor to celebrate the decision you made today. Amen. The final thing we're going to do this morning is we're going to worship God with our giving. I told you the story of Brittany earlier. It was the one that went and represented City Place with Cakes of Love, and God ended up using her to step across the line to be a blessing to someone else. And so I want to just say thank you for your generosity. Thank you for trusting God with your tithe and your offering. Just know that God has called our church to be his hands and his feet, to love on people throughout our community, to be able to respond to moments like what's happened in parts of Florida and Louisiana through the hurricane. Just know that we are going to be passionate about being generous. In fact, one of our core values at our church is that we live to give. And so if our church can in any way support you in this season, let us know, whether it's through prayer or maybe we can come and lift up your arms in another way. We want to be the church of Jesus Christ. You can give online or you can give via text, but just know that we're glad that we get a chance to be the hands and feet of Jesus together. Amen. Well, here's one thing I'm going to pray. But before I pray, I want to remind you, next Sunday, we're going to be right back here online, but also Church in the Park. Everybody say Church in the Park. September the 27th, we're going to be meeting at 10 a.m. at our Vista Lakes campus. Reserve your spot right now. Information is popping up on the screen because we want to see you in person, or we'll be right back here again preaching online. Well, let me pray, and I can't wait to see you. God, we love you today. We thank you for the lives that were changed. We thank you, Lord God, that we get to worship you through our giving. God, we trust you. We're so appreciative that you step into our feelings and you show us yours. We give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have a great week, everybody. We love you. In Jesus' name, we love you, City Place family.
Thanks for tuning in. We hope that you've been encouraged by today's message. Stay connected by subscribing to the City Place Church podcast, following us on Instagram, checking us out on Facebook, or by visiting our website, www.cityplacechurch.com. Enjoy the rest of your day.